This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Investors still reacting to European debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota recalls take two. And what to do with police clunkers? That's later. First, where's Wall Street? Markets are up right now. The S&P up by more than 1%. The NASDAQ an even percent. And the Dow higher now by 120 points, 10,028, back above the 10,000 mark. McDonald's today reporting a 2.5% sales increase. International sales, the driver there. Coca-Cola today reported today that business was up 5%. And revenues rose in the fourth quarter there. Asian markets closed mixed today. The Hang Seng was up. Shares in Europe are higher right now, about 0.5% or even more. Investors in Europe are feeling a little more comfortable with the prospects of some kind of solution to the debt problems in Greece, Spain, and Portugal and other countries. European Central Bank President Jean-Claude Trichet is heading to a special European Union summit to deal with it on Thursday in Brussels. Julie Neiman is with us. She's an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis with some analysis this morning. Hi, Julie.
Morning, Steve.
So what's the remedy here? I mean, do we see a bailout coming for Greece and these other countries?
Short-term, long-term remedy for it. Short-term, everybody's planning on a bailout. Well, that basically just means that Germany is going to be doing the bailout because they're the linchpin of the European economic community. But all that does is force everything further on down the line. Round one to the global credit crisis was caused by the U.S. and housing mortgages. Round two is going to be a new version of subprime, and that's national debt crisis. And if it's really focusing around Club Med, not my phrase, but it's really around Greece, Spain, Italy, and Portugal.
Mediterranean, I assume.
You bet.
What happens if Greece and these other countries default? What goes on there?
Well, probably the biggest thing is what happens to who owns it. Now, Greece currently has, in dollar equivalent, about $400 billion worth of bonds out there. It's owned by international bond funds, pension companies, insurance companies, banks. You can see what happens with that. These are all the folks who also own mortgages as well. Round two of the crisis begins. Take that and go through Italy and the other countries, and you've got a huge problem with the bonds that are owned. But they're going to have to take severe fiscal measures to try and pull things back in line. That's going to cause a recession in all of those countries.
Julie Neiman in St. Louis, we thank you.
You bet.
All right. More recalls for Toyota. This time it's the late model Prius hybrid and its brake system getting the attention. More than 400,000 of them are being called back, half in the United States. Toyota's already called back 8 popular models because of problems with sudden acceleration. The economy may be growing again, but mood among small businesses remains sullen. That's according to a new survey this morning from the National Federation of Independent Business. Reporter Brett Neely has more.
The survey tracks how small business owners feel about the economy.
The headline is optimism improved, but still in the dumpster.
Bill Dunkelberg is the group's chief economist. Though the economy is recovering, Dunkelberg says small businesses remain far more pessimistic now than they were during the last deep recession in the early 1980s. The Obama administration plans to increase lending to small businesses in a bid to create jobs. But Dunkelberg says most of the small businesses surveyed haven't had trouble getting a loan.
Making credit available is really not the issue now. We need consumer stimulus. That'll help out.
Instead of concentrating on lending, Dunkelberg says the government should temporarily cut payroll and other taxes. He says that would get people out spending money and brighten the outlook for small business. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. by MassMutual for 158 years, providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at massmutual.com. And by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at vanguard.com.
So you may not think of a police car as clunker, but today's budget realities have more law enforcement agencies, including one in Alabama, keeping aging cruisers on the road. From Birmingham, reporter Gigi Duban has more.
Patrol cops pretty much spend their entire shift in their cars. They spend so much time that they wear holes through the seats. Their flashlights constantly snag on the door, leaving the weather stripping ragged. Factor in a few high-speed chases, lots of idling, writing out traffic tickets, and you'll get a patrol car that just doesn't drive or look like it used to. But how about this one? This, believe it or not, is Deputy David Bassett's way of finding out. He's with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Bassett guns the engine down a two-lane road.
Drives like a brand new car.
This car, a Ford Crown Victoria, has 194,000 miles on it. But instead of sending it to the scrapyard or auctioning it off, the sheriff's office decided to refurbish it, along with about 100 other cars. Earlier, the car I rode in with Bassett was here, at a garage, getting the car equivalent of a testosterone shot.
It's got a remanufactured engine and a remanufactured transmission. We got new shocks, front suspension.
Fresh coat of paint, new steering wheel, new seats. All told, the repairs cost less than $15,000. A new patrol car, fully loaded, would have cost about $40,000. Jefferson County Sheriff's Captain Paul Logan says it's a substantial savings.
We expect to easily get another 150,000 miles out of them.
The county recently came close to declaring bankruptcy, and the sheriff's budget for new vehicles? Zero. So Logan, who heads the narcotics unit, suggested using seized drug money to refurbish cars. Fred Wilson is with the National Sheriff's Association. He says tight budgets are forcing police agencies around the country to squeeze more miles out of their fleets.
With today's maintenance techniques, you can take a car a long way and you can still get what you need out of it. But there's always some question as to the structural integrity of the vehicle after a certain amount of years.
But for now, the plan is to ride them as long as they can. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And finally, in Japan, a company called HappyNet is marketing a pedometer called the Taxi Walker. In addition to counting steps, it calculates how much money you save on cab fares by walking. The most popular color, yellow, with checkerboard trim. Cab driver attitude sold separately. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Hey, get the podcast delivered fresh to you every day. And share your thoughts with us, too, at our website, marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.